This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. People in the telecommunications and digital data business seem to agree the future of the Internet will be compact and wireless. A new generation of handheld, Internet-ready cell phones are being introduced in the American market, with more innovations on the way. Bud Buck reports on this amazing new technology.
Todd Hoovermeyer is a busy young man who probably doesn't need a permanent address.
I've got a condo, but I'm like never there. I've got to fly to Dallas tonight, Boston on the next day, and I'll spend the weekend skiing in Vail with some old frat buddies of mine.
Wow, how do you find the time?
Well, I've got this. It's a cell phone with internet capability, so I'm never out of touch. Anybody wants me, they can get me instantly. And while I wait for my flight here, I can touch a few buttons and look.
What is it?
An Asian food site, see? This is a nutritional breakdown of Chinese white cabbage. And look at that vitamin C. Wow.
Are you planning to cook a Chinese meal?
Me? Cook? Heck no.
Eat at a Chinese restaurant?
No, man, I'm into burgers and fries, total.
So what's your point?
It's the internet in my cell phone. It's so totally cool.
As the internet boom gets bigger, the devices we use to connect with it get smaller. One of the companies on the edge of this new frontier is InfoSpec. Deborah Davis is an InfoSpec product engineer.
Okay, like there was this comic strip, you know, Dick Tracy. I'm like way too young, but maybe you remember.
Yes, I do. He had a two-way wristwatch TV.
Right, cool, and that's definitely going to happen with full internet access, but that's not all. Every piece of jewelry will be like web ready.
So you mean cufflinks and tie tacks?
Cufflinks?
Yes, cufflinks. It goes on the shirt cuffs.
Gow, I'm talking about jewelry, like nose rings and stuff.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. But you wouldn't want your nose ring to have a screen and a keyboard hanging from it, would you? That would hurt.
Screens and keyboards are like so over. You won't need them. You'll talk to it, you know?
You'll talk to the jewelry?
Yeah. Like you'll go, hey, eyebrow stud, like, can I find out where my mutual fund's doing? And then like the eyebrow stud will go like, yeah, you can. And then it will like find a website that shows you what's up or down.
But you still need to see the information somehow without a monitor. I mean, how do you do that?
Well, you know, maybe you like project that page right under your eyeball, or maybe the computer will be like in a pill you take and the website would like come to you like you know an idea. And that would be like so 21st century, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. But what purpose would that serve?
Purpose.
It appears to be the only unanswered question remaining in the discussion of a miniature wireless internet. I put that question to gadget lover Todd Hoovermeyer.
Well, I think the purpose is just instant information.
But there aren't very many things I can think of that I would need to know instantly.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you can think of them, you don't need to know them instantly. You already know them. You have to think about the things that you can't think of.
Well, even so.
I'll show you. Look at this. Right here in my cell phone. Look at that.
St. Louis Rams, 23. Tennessee Titans, 16.
How about that, huh? The big game.
Well, I know that score. I mean, it's been everywhere. It's old news.
But if this were game day and you weren't near a television...
Well, where can I go in America that's not near a television?
But if you didn't have time to watch, I mean, don't you see the internet in your pocket? Whoa!
Whether you are excited or threatened by that claim, it appears to be true. A miniature wireless internet is coming. How small can computers get? Time will tell. This is Bud Buck.